Penguin Random House Audio presents Voyage of the Frostheart by Jamie Littler. Read for you by Joshua Maguire. Part 1. Outcast. Chapter 1. Song. They shouldn't have been out on the snow. The snow hides death, the Fyra people would claim. One of the many cheerful sayings taught to their children as soon as they were old enough to learn. And with good reason. The snow was a deadly place to be. But the ball wasn't that far away. A quick jog and grab and it would have been theirs. And yet it might as well have been a million miles away. There it sat, a dark speck against the endless white plain. The four children looked at it in silence. They didn't move. They didn't dare. Each of them was tense, ready to run at the slightest noise. Ash, the smallest of them, gave a shiver and tucked his hands under his armpits, trying to soak up all the warmth he could from his furs. His breath puffed out in a white cloud. Next to him, his friend Flair sniffed and wiped the snot dribbling from his nose with his sleeve. Flair always had a snotty nose. It was almost as if he wasn't used to the cold, which was strange, really, as there hadn't been a warm day in living memory. "We could get that," he said, sniffing his large nose again. "It's not that far." And it wasn't. But still, no one moved. "You get it," Shine told Flair, her freckles doing nothing to soften the hard scowl that seemed forever etched into her face.
"What? I'm not going out there. Ryze kicked it over the battlements. It should be him who gets it."